So we are to be the salt of the earth and light in the light of the world. Salt, of course, makes food stand out and taste good. Light of the world, the light. Imagine if you're in pitch darkness at night and there's a flashlight and it brightens things up real fast. Or a floodlight, which makes you be able to see a lot of things, not just the stream of light. So standing out is what we're called to do as Christians. We should stand out in the world. Of course, in the Old Testament, the Jews had to be a light to the nations, and they weren't always. They was to be the light in the nation, light in the nations, because they had the Torah. They had the law from God and from Moses. And it was a light. It was they were shown how to practice charity, how to serve God, how to do things right, what not to do. Don't kill your children. Don't offer them up to idols and do crazy sexual practices that they did in those days. How to live a pure life that they could live in those days. What kinds of acts of charity you need to do. So, these things are not all, self-evident. So the Ten Commandments, you would think, are self-evident. Don't steal and don't kill. Don't, commit adultery and don't worship idols. But people needed to hear that. Jews were supposed to preach these things. And then there were detailed laws that they would live that made them a civilized nation that they were supposed to teach to the rest of the world, which they didn't always live themselves, and they didn't always preach that, so they were supposed to do that. And that was a kind of a light in those days, and we have even greater precepts from Jesus that can make us not only be a light, but be a bright light, a very bright light, to be perfect, to live a perfect life. The Christian way of life is the perfect life that we can live. And so we are to live that. I was just talking to someone recently, and they're at work, and he's trying to live a Christian life. And everyone around him is not Christian, not practicing their faith, don't believe in God, saying all kinds of obscene things. And he's the only one living a Christian life. That's amazing, isn't it? To be the only one. So we are really called to be a salt and a light to the workplace. That's amazing. Of course, I worked in the world too, before becoming a friar, and so I can remember too how there was a lot of paganism around the work environment, but there were a lot of Christians too in the job that I had, and so I wasn't alone, but depends on, I guess, where you're working. So we have a lot to do. We have a lot to example. We have been given a lot in our Christian faith, if you really know it and understand it. As those who come here a lot, your faith pretty in a detailed way, and so there's a lot expected of you by God to live it and to practice and set an example. And it's humbling too, because we know how to live and we don't always do it. You go get into the car in the parking lot and you go home and patient sometimes, you say the wrong thing sometimes, you say, what, I'm such a hypocrite. And it's true, we're not perfect, but we try to do the best you can. You go to confession and you go home and your wife or husband says, he's really a lot better every time he goes to confession. He's nicer and he's this and that. And so that's a good thing. We want to always, get better and better. And we need to be different, because if we're not salt, if we're not different, what are we doing? What are other people doing? They're saying whatever they want to say, doing whatever they want to do, being as lazy as they can be to relax and take it easy and go with the flow and do whatever you feel like doing. Have as much pleasure as you can, as much entertainment, as much comfort, as much rest, all these things. That's what the pagans do. That's what the non-Christians do. And that's, unfortunately, what we do sometimes and what we shouldn't do. So we need to stop and think you know, before we say things. We need to stop and think before we eat everything in front of us. We need to stop and think before we, you know, indulge in all these comforts and go to all these entertainments and say, should I be doing this? Is there something better I should be doing? Should I be thinking about other people sometimes? You know, or am I only indulging in all my pleasures and then my wife or children or friends or people around me, I don't even think of them. I don't go visit them. I don't think about them and what they need right now, you know. So all these things make us salt, make us different, make us do things that, you know, are really good. And that people say, wow, he's really charitable, she's really charitable, she's really different than other people, because they stop and think. They don't do whatever comes to their mind or whatever their feelings are. So we really have to be different, and it's mortification. I mortify my words. I don't say everything that comes to my mind. I stop and think, and I say something charitable, something that's helpful and good, and not giving vent to everything that I say, or anger, or impatience, or lack of charity in my words. So words, you know, and I need to control what I eat, and, well, you know, the things that I do, and do more good, and be more helpful, more hardworking, you know, all these things. These are things that the salt does, the light of the world does, and people will say, wow, he or she is really, really a good person, and I want to be like them. They really do light up the world. They light up my little life. They light up my family or my workplace. So we really need to be this kind of Christian. We need to really try harder, and we can get better and better and more brighter, more and more salty, more and more helpful to others, more and more close to holiness and sanctity like Jesus. So let's try to do that better today.